Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Magnets, Crystals, and Pyramids. I am your host, Brother Ankh Rising Sun. Most Thursdays, we bring information for your personal elevation, empowerment, transformation, if you apply. As always, want to first welcome your divinity. I am living within me, acknowledges I am living in you. Known in other tongues, other words, nuk pu nuk, I am that I am, in ancient Atlantean Egyptian language. Om Shanti, I am a peaceful soul. Namaste, meaning the divine in me recognizes the divine in you. So on this show, I want to invite Saint Germain, Nikola Tesla, Sheik Amadou Bamba, Simeon Toko, Harriet Tubman, Nat Turner, Enoch, Elijah, Black Madonna, Keteru, Oshun, Chief Seattle, Chief Crazy Horse, Chief Sitting Bull, and all the warrior shamans of antiquity. I welcome my ancestors and your ancestors that serve the rhythm of heaven's desires. November 11th here in New York City, we will have the first class of the Tantra Touch Master Series. This will be happening at Nicholas Bookstore, November 17th, that's a Saturday, from 8 to 11 p.m. All those in attendance will be anointed, will be attuned to full-blown Reiki mastership. Because we don't have time to play, and we are not in a state of paying thousands of dollars, because Reiki means God's light. Tantra means awareness, Ra, expansion. These are ancient principles that Nikola Tesla tried to give the modern world for free. As he once quoted, electricity is everywhere. No need for coal, oil, or gas. In the same context, Reiki is electricity that should be given to each person freely. So, November 17th, Saturday, 8 to 11 p.m., you will begin with the three primary subjects, teas, herbs, that will be presented by Dr. Bashara. Qigong breath will be presented by martial artist, Qigong instructor, Sifu James. Etiquette of touch will be Najami, and I will oversee and be guiding magnet massage and touchless orgasm. That is November 17th. You can call for further information at 718-858-4400. 718-858-4400, Nicholas, Brooklyn. That's 1396 Fulton Street between New York Avenue and Brooklyn Avenue. And you're going to learn the magic of the bliss known as orgone in the form of human expression called orgasm. So without further ado, we have an amazing individual. Him and his wife will be on tonight speaking about nanotechnology. He is a genius in his own right. His credentials are, it's just too long for me to even mention. So I'm just going to bring him and his wife right on the show. Dr. Brown. Welcome to the show, Dr. Brown.
Ah, illustrious Mr. Huck, master of all. Family, it is a pleasure to be with you. And we'd just like to bring some knowledge, my wife and I, Reverend Sophia. Speak to us.
This is Reverend Sophia Oney Brown coming to you today from the beautiful Montclair, New Jersey in the Brooklyn area. Here to help everyone to understand the full ramifications of nanotechnology and how to heal our bodies from it and bring our spirits back into alignment.
You know, now that you mention it, what is Morgellons disease, if I said it right? Morgellon? What is
Morgellons disease is basically what happens when you have an overabundance of nanotechnology in the body. And it starts to literally try to exit its way out of the body. Some people see fibers being extracted out. They may also see certain lesions on the body, usually on the limbs and usually on both sides of the body, almost symmetrically.
Wow. Wow. I guess that question is right on track.
Yeah, in fact, one of the a well-known musician, Joni Mitchell from the 70s, she has actually gone on record and talked about Morgellons and says that one of the reasons she has been having health problems for years is because she does have Morgellons disease. So that's good for people to know that it's there and people are talking about it.
A lot of people, as such, do have mild forms of Morgellons disease, and it really comes in the form of a little patch of something that shows up on your arm, and basically it's itchy, it's irritated, and it never goes away. And people, it's basically a sore that you just basically have for years. So the understanding of nanotechnology and what's going on in that realm allow us now to address it. A lot of the, what is occurring in terms of nanotechnology started in manufacturing where they rearrange the atoms as such so that you can recreate. It's basically little tiny nano robots is basically what it is. Take for instance, if you had a good example of nanotechnology is if you had a T-shirt, a sweaty T-shirt. Well, they can make that T-shirt completely over by rearranging the molecules or the atoms in the shirt, where now the T-shirt no longer becomes sweaty. You can actually wear that T-shirt for several days. You're just saying it, and it doesn't. The bacteria doesn't kind of lay in the shirt and start smelling. So there's a good side, that's an upside to nanotechnology. But the problem is with nanotechnology now is it's being put into foods. Just saying is to replicate different things that should be there by nature. You can basically take nanotechnology and put it in certain foods and where
packaging material. It's also in the packaging material of basically everything that we get from the grocery store, whether it's organic or not. If it is sitting, let's say it's a fruit or vegetable, and it's sitting in a package, a four-pack, the plastic underneath, the foam underneath, most packaging items are coated with nanotechnology. And this is one of the things that I like to talk to people about. In terms of, you know, making sure their food is healthy, because they'll say, oh, well, I only buy organic. And I'll say, great, well, where are you getting your organic produce? Because really this is what we have to, unfortunately, the length that we have to go through today to make sure that we're staying healthy. Because, you know, the nanotech and basically what's being done to assure that people are getting vaccinated and going in and taking lots of antibiotics and things like that, they are going to the nth degree to make sure that people almost have no choice but to go to allopathic medicine. But we're here to tell you today that no matter what happens, nature always finds a way, and we tap in and find that answer.
Wow. That's scary. That is scary. I also heard, I have a friend that's in Detroit. I don't know if she's listening tonight, but she tapped into the John Ellis machine, which I call pyramid water. And I remember reading that the water, after it's been heated and cooled hundreds of times, activates the hydrogen and activates electricity. That there's been a lot of people that the Magellan's disease, actually the symptoms disappear. So, you know, in addition to what you're going to share with us, there is hope.
There's definitely hope. And, John Ellis is an amazing genius himself. And I just recently, I did see the video where, you know, the crazy thing about it is, one of the things that's rampant in a lot of places is mold. And I think he told a story that there was mold in the bananas with Dole, and they were able to use the water and they were able to change it. But, you know, the crazy thing is Dole basically tried to buy his old invention out, take kind of scoop it out from under him, and as such, and you know, again, that's the corporations are trying to take away our access to keeping us healed. So, you know, it's good that we have people as such, you know, that they can't be bought, because he could have easily been bought, and that would have been the end of that. But as I say, you know, there's more than one way to skin this thing, and we would like to, go on record some of the things that we do in terms of understanding diet and nutrition to help you move past it.
But I'm also glad that you mentioned the Ellis machine, because it's very important for people to understand that you need to have a plethora of different tools and techniques that you use when it comes to nanotechnology. And the reason is because nanotech is essentially a computer, okay? And there is a mainframe, and that mainframe has a specific programming in it. And that programming is meant to assure that whatever message that's being sent to the person stays intact, whether that message is a flu virus or sending it to the lungs or the gut, okay, which is usually the message, right, to shut the immune system down, that nanotechnology is going to go in, find that point, and when we put something into the body to kill it or rid it and assume that it will act like any kind of virus or bacteria and die, this unfortunately is not the case. Because it is AI, what it does is it literally disassembles itself and then reassembles. And we saw this most recently in the latest flu outbreak last year after the vaccinations, okay, where people were literally getting the flu, getting better, and then getting the flu two more times in the same season, which usually does not happen. And the reason that was happening is because nanotechnology had been reintroduced to the population in the largest scale that we've really seen in the past 10, 15 years, because nanotech actually has been out since the 60s and used on the population. So this is why the Ellis water is definitely something that should be added to the protocol, because that protocol, which will also give you more items, has to continue to grow, okay, because we're dealing with a machine now. So we have to literally be like a moving target and continuously be changing our protocols based on what we know to have worked in the past. And then once it does stop working, if and when it does, then that goes on the shelf, not away forever, but on the shelf, and then we move on to the next thing, as opposed to being tied to one thing, which is usually what people have done in the past.
It's like evil. You're just saying is you can never really get rid of it. It's like anything else. It just goes somewhere, reassembles itself, and it comes back. So the most important thing is how we arm ourselves is you constantly have to come at this thing with something different, because it's like anything, it's almost like the Matrix. It's re-replicating itself over and over again to hit its target, and we're the target. And it's almost we're being terraformed in some way. We don't really know really what the right hand or the left hand is doing. What are they trying to do is, what I do know is that this whole thing of thinning out the population is for real. I just noted that there are, I saw a recent YouTube where basically it said that white people are dying, more of them are dying than more of them are being born. So actually white people are being thinned out, just saying is, and in Japan, just saying is, they say that people are not having kids there. Just saying is, well, a lot of that could be also attributed to Fukushima, which is, again, nuclear, and then, again, that's nanotechnology rears its ugly head again in this respect. So the point being is what's in your toolbox? Just saying is, and I, you know, my wife and I, we go back and forth with, well, what's in our toolbox, because what may have worked last year during the flu epidemic, just saying is, may not do anything at all. All I know is that I can tell you that a lot of people who were sick, who had the flu, they now have a depleted immune system. You're just saying is, they're not as strong. See, these nanobots, they take you down. I see a lot of accelerating aging among a lot of people. The thing is, you know, there's no such thing as black don't crack no more. Just thing is, just look around and you'll just, you'll be at amazed, you know. One of the ways that you recognize is nanotechnology is, I was at the barbershop the other day, and so, you know, guy talked, the guys are saying, you know, a lot of men are like wondering if some women are pregnant. Just saying is what's going on with that sister? Just saying is her stomach is that thing. You know, a woman, every 28 days, you just say she goes through a cycle. Yes, she will get some bloating. But now you have women walking around with extended bellies all the time now. Just saying is, that's nanotechnology. Just saying is, that's the nanos. Just saying is, just saying is, she's bloated. The parasite count.
Yes, and so what happens is the nanotech actually goes in and begins to rally up the parasites and fungus in the body, and so then they now become the soldiers of the nanotech. So now the parasites are more organized, and one of the patterns that we've seen lately is that a lot of people are more constipated than usual, and the constipation is very different. I hope it's okay, with people. In our business, we talk a lot about poop, and, you know, we are constantly researching it because this is how we know what's going on in the body. So basically what we're seeing is literally people's fecal matter is being compacted at basically the beginning of, you know, like right on the inside of their bum, so to speak. And what happens is they're constipated and they can't really go to the bathroom, and literally nothing can get in or out. And the reason the nanotech is doing that is so that they can extract as much nutrients as possible, but also make sure that you are toxic, okay, because nothing's coming out. And, you know, part of our protocol that we've used for many, many years includes enemas on a pretty consistent basis, okay, to assure that the body is, you know, being cleansed, that the colon is clean, and that it's also strong and repopulated with good bacteria. But now, even those of us who have been doing our own enemas, which for those of you who may not know, because a lot of people do say to me, oh, well, you know, I thought, you know, enemas were bad. The colonics that when people go to a hydrocolon therapist and they're using suction to pull things out, that is not necessarily such a great thing because then the colon doesn't know how to work on its own. But enemas, which have been used since the beginning of time, are excellent, excellent, excellent tools for health and will always be, whether it's a water enema, a coffee enema. But we use a number of different enemas, especially probiotic enemas. Right now we're using a lot of goat kefir, that we make and we put into enemas to pull the toxins out of the body and also to balance the good bacteria, because now we have to put the soldiers in to fight the nanotech, okay? And what it does is it completely disorients them. And we know this after the fact because a lot of people, after they do their enemas, they'll say, when they don't do what they need to do, they'll be like, oh, I got to go get some food in me. And whether that's their favorite vegan delight or, you know, a candy bar. Either way, we don't believe that's such a great thing because now you're giving the nanotech strength to be able to reform at a faster pace and not giving your immune system enough time to catch up so that it can be strong enough to fight against the next round of nanotech.
So, Brother Hank, I guess the next thing that we will on the agenda, what can we do? And again, what can we do? Now, one of the things that just a very simple thing to do is called intermittent fasting. And intermittent fasting is important because it allows the body to regroup. It's basically putting the body on pause. So, basically, what it comes down to is for anywhere from 18 to 22 hours of fasting, you don't eat. So basically, you eat one meal, and basically for 18 to 22 hours, is depending on how long you fast.
One meal a day version.
Which is the one meal a day version. It allows your body to recover. Now, here's what's so amazing about all of this is that even though we're bombarded by nanotechnology, GMO foods, a plethora of craziness that's out, you know, that are out there. I mean, fake organic vegetables. I mean, a lot of people don't understand that a lot of what they call organic vegetables are not even vegetables. Say, for instance, if you had a field in one area where it's Monsanto's is growing their fruits or vegetables. And then 10 miles down the road, just saying is now you have someone who's now growing organic. What happens with cross-pollination? Well, if you have it spreads. So technically, there's no such thing in some cases as if you have an organic farm 10 miles down the road, if you got the cross-pollination for the bees and the different insects that pollinates, you know, these different plants and stuff like that.
Organic has to be inside of us.
So true organic has to be self-contained.
Yes, true organic fruits and vegetables at this point has to be grown inside of a greenhouse, whether, you know, it's some sort of earthship house set up or a greenhouse in general or a farm that understands that they have to have covering because they are continuously spraying nanotech and all sorts of other chemicals out of the sky. And as I know, most, if not all, of your listeners know about chemtrails. So this is one of the reasons why we watch everything, whether it's organic or not, whether it's vegan or not. Nothing is sacred at this point. So going back into the one meal a day version of intermittent fasting, okay, the reason this is one of our most powerful tools against nanotechnology is because when the body goes into fasting state, okay, the reason we feel like superheroes once we get past that tired, sleepy stage, okay, the reason we feel like superheroes is because of something called autophagy. And what autophagy does is literally our old, sick, and tired cells die and fall away. And the body is rapidly producing new, strong, healthy cells very fast. And how do we know this? Because we feel that wonderful, blissful feeling that we feel during extended fasts, okay? Now, the great part is we don't have to go through the weakness phase of fasting for long periods of time, right, when we may start to get doubtful thoughts or be around people who are eating, or let's say it's a holiday. We don't have to go through this because we are still eating one meal a day.
The great thing about eating one meal a day is that when you understand this thing, you basically can eat anything you want. The thing is, listen, if you wanted to eat chicken and waffles, pizza, burgers and fries, that's okay. The thing is, you will lose weight. You will have glowing skin. You will regain your body back to its place of homeostasis.
And its former glory.
And its former glory. But more importantly with this is that in order to heal your body, now you're going to need to eat clean. Just saying is you're going to now eat organic fruits and vegetables. You want to eat clean. Now, this is what, no canola oil. Because, again, a lot of people, the worst thing is that a lot of people, when you go to Whole Foods, and you'll notice everything has canola oil in it. Canola oil is not real. The thing is, it's inorganic. It was actually used by a lot of the manufacturing as an oil to clean the gears on heavy machinery. And also, it's a natural insect repellent. The thing is, so nature doesn't even like this oil. Yet still, they have taken this oil and they have put it in every food. Why? Because it's cheap. It's cheap. And just saying is, at the end of the day, they could put olive oil there. They could put sunflower oil there. But at the end of the day, it's all about money. It's all about business. And if you can do it with canola oil, and now they tell us everything over and over again, it's perfectly safe. But it's not. If you eat clean, just saying is, on a one meal a day, just saying is, your body will start healing itself. And the nanotech will start exiting itself right out of your system. Just saying is, rapidly. Just saying, I've seen people who did the one meal a day, which is, they call it OMAD, or the war diet, as such, have lost 20, 30, 40 pounds within no time whatsoever. So it's an amazing way to put your body back in its place of being all-powerful. Just saying is, because, again, just saying is that your body is a temple. Just saying is, so if it's off, just saying, I've been in the business of the metaphysics and understanding crystals and stones and just saying and understanding invoking. But one of the things is, if you're physically off, just saying is, a week, you can't even work with crystals. You're just saying, as I always tell people, number one is that, if you know, some stones, just saying is, will actually drain you out if you're too weak. You actually need someone else to work on you in order to help you heal your body.
This is the truth. So the beautiful thing about the one meal a day is for someone like myself who is highly sensitive physically, energetically, spiritually, on many levels. I had gotten to a place, because we lived in a mold situation for a long time that was underground, so we didn't know where it was coming from. I basically couldn't eat most things. I was on a gluten-free diet. Then it got to the point where gluten-free ingredients were causing me issues. I had to be on a liquid diet for a while, juice fasting, all sorts of things. And, you know, still my I had muscular atrophy. So for the first time in quite a few years, with the OMAD diet, I have been able to, you know, go back to eating some of the foods that I loved to make for my family for many years, like fresh bread, homemade from, you know, organic grains, ancient grains and things like that, that I couldn't even have before. Just, you know, many different things, and have seen my body move back into a place of being muscular again, and, you know, issues that I had, like bloating, inflammation, hormonal issues, big time, which literally every single one of our clients, our female clients, has hormonal issues. And I do believe that a lot of this is due to the nanotechnology. And within 3 days, people who go on our version of the OMAD diet, what happens is all of a sudden people are stopping them in the street because they want to know why their skin is glowing. So, you know, what kind of makeup are they wearing? It's really a beautiful thing. Their energy levels shoot up, and to the point where sometimes you have to force yourself to go to sleep because your body is functioning at such an amazing level that every, you know, all aspects of your life begin to shift. And this isn't just a physical thing. We're getting into speaking to people about this in terms of also the spiritual level and forward movement and motivational development, personal development in people's lives through OMAD, because over extended periods of time, we begin to see our inner world begin to shift as well, and our spiritual practice becomes heightened, our psychic powers become heightened, and for some of us, reactivated. Our visions become clearer. I mean, there are so many different levels and aspects of this, okay? And for our fight in terms of our own evolution, okay, and what we're fighting against in terms of the nanotech, when our higher evolution is intact, okay, then also, we are able to literally trick the nanotech, because a lot of people don't realize that on some level, there our thoughts are being read, okay? So I literally will get the information now that the nanotech has gotten onto me in a certain, you know, way about how I do things to keep my body intact, and then literally one of my guides will tell me, oh, do this, this, and this, and I will put that into place and send it down the line to all of the different clients, whether it's a new herbal formula to put in place that's going to work better or something like that. But I will literally jumble it up in my head so they can't see it, and then it will continue to work. You know, so there are all these different layers of our version of the OMAD diet that are just out of this world.
One of the yes, I'm here. You.
I was just saying, wow. So go ahead. One of the what?
I was, you know, what I, you know, one of my one of the great guys that like that I've been doing a lot of work with is Willem Wright, and it's weird because I got channeled information from him, you know, earlier this year, and I've just kind of I've taken off. And I know we had talked about earlier, I built my own organ accumulator. And what I basically did was I found out that once you can just put regular, you can put distilled water in there, you can infuse the water with the energy of organ. And, you know, just that alone for what our clients got. Of course, we infuse the water with other types of healing energies beforehand, and then we also the tabs on the bottom or what?
Oh yes, the tachyon.
And then it's also we have tachyon symbols on the back end of the water as well.
So it stays in place.
So the energy signature of that of the healing signal on the water stays in place. But what I did was different, I put the water into the argon accumulator, and then I have also a ozone machine where I took the argon water. And I put it, I let it ozonate the water. And the amazing thing of that is super healing power of the water. I'm just saying is I could tell right off the bat that the water was something completely different, something completely just out of this world in terms of being able to heal. I'm doing a lot of experiment right now with the argon accumulator. We make our own herbal extracts and we put them in capsules and then we charge those different herbal extracts inside of the argon accumulator. Just saying yes, and the energy off of them and the healing power off of them. It's just amazing. I mean, what we do is we do send them off to clients. You know, we do package them inside of aluminum foil because the problem is that when a lot of stuff you send goes through the post office, it gets irradiated, which number one can change the energy signature of certain things. I mean, we used to be big into Ormus, which Well, actually, in all honesty, we do we make kombucha and we provide kombucha to several restaurants here in the city that we live in. We're one of the few people of color. There's not anybody doing kombucha because I don't know if you know anything about kombucha, but it's hard to keep those cultures, the SCOBYs, even alive. Just saying, yeah. So. We do a lot of that because we are big into, healing the gut. Just saying is, and that's what kombucha is definitely about. Is definitely about healing the gut, as such. But going back to the
put the hormones in there.
Oh yeah.
So one of the ingredients for our famous kombucha that a lot of the restaurants in town love. Is it does also, in addition to having some of the argon water in it, it also has kombucha in it. It has ormus in it as well. And then also the frequency infused water and things of that nature. And again, because it has so many different layers in it, when people drink it, it literally brings them out of that fog that they have been in, and that's one of the reasons why, one of our longest restaurants has been for about 6 years, and I've had people tell us that they literally will walk out of their way to come to the restaurant before they go to work to make sure that they can get their kombucha. Even if they are also getting, their cup of coffee or whatever, they will also get that kombucha to keep them going throughout the day. And as well as people who've had ongoing stomach conditions like IBS and things like that, who've said that they would spend over $100 a month on these, very strong probiotics and nothing worked until they got to our kombucha.
What we try to do is we try to stay on top of things. I mean, one of the things that we do offer for our clients and our folks out there abroad is we do a lot of remote healing, and we do it via radionics, and we are well-versed in that particular area. Because, as a healer, you're saying is in order to heal, you know, let's say 20, 30 people at one time, just saying if you did that by yourself all day, you'd be exhausted. But, you know, with remote healing and radionics, what that allows us to do is to infuse the frequency, our energy, tap in, and we direct it to a target, and we're able to heal folks. And it's a multitude of different illnesses.
Their houses. Especially we live in a town where a lot of these houses were built in the late 1800s, and there are a lot of mansions in our town. And those of us who have lived in towns where people have had a lot of money will know and understand what I'm talking about. The inhabitants, the ghost inhabitants, is always going to be very high because they always believe that they can take their money with them. Unfortunately, they probably figured it out later, but they still stick around. So a lot of people will move to this town and have problems with different things going on in the house or things being fixed, and they're still continuously a problem years later. So what we're able to do is come in and do this distance healing where we use different frequencies to rebalance that area of the home and are able to fix certain issues that have been longstanding before.
So in other words, you're saying a lot of rich folks become earthbound ghosts in their mansions, huh?
Yeah, you got it.
And all around town.
Just saying it's haunted houses. Just saying it. Some folks have haunted houses. You know, just saying they say during Halloween the veil is thin, so the spirits cross over. But when you're in certain places where they just don't want to leave, just saying is they can have it. Again, that goes back to how do you heal oneself? If you're living in a house that you're having all types of poltergeist disturbance, you can't heal. Just saying that, or you all these times, you can't even go to sleep. And that's one of the things that we discuss big time is understanding that, you know, you have to be able to sleep. A lot of people are unable to sleep at all. Now, a lot of that is not, you know, just more than just, of course, the ghost or poltergeist. A lot of that is government, you know, that's homing frequencies in because, you know, a lot of people are suffering from sleep deprivation. You're just saying is if you keep on going and you keep on going, it's just eventually, you know, you have no mind per se of understanding what you need to do because, you know, you need 8 hours. Well, it depends on the person, but you need to get to REM sleep, REM sleep. You know, just rapid eye movement. You got to get there because if you don't, that's when the body repairs itself. That's when the body can get to that next level. So a lot of what we do in terms of remote, you know, healing things remotely, that allows us to do a lot of things. We actually have put this to the test. We had a few clients who had spouses, significant others that were at Rikers Island. And the guy basically said that when we were doing remote healing on him, that people basically didn't want to mess with him. So, you know, this whole thing of understanding energy and remotely sending it to certain places, you know what I'm saying, it can be very beneficial not only for one's health but for psychic protection. You're just saying is as well as physical protection. Because at the end of the day, if people don't see you as weak or a victim or someone that they can mess with, they'll just kind of walk away from you. And you're saying is that at the end of the day, that's basically understanding how you're not able, how you minimize psychic attacks is basically having an aura that has so much God force around it. Just saying it's people move on.
Absolutely.
That's very interesting. Makes me think of the joke. What do you call a dead atheist?
I don't know.
Somebody all dressed up with nowhere to go.
Absolutely. That's great.
Yeah, so, wow. That's incredible. So how can people reach you?
Well, they can reach us, Sophia.
They can reach us at our website, Radiant Alchemy, R-A-D-I-A, N-T, Alchemy, A-L-C-H, E-M as in Mary, Y.org. And they can also give us a call or text us at 347-927-1261. Again, that's 347-927-1261.
Just wanted to say, Brother Hank, you know, we really appreciate this time and space that you've offered us, allowing us to put it out there, let people know that we're soldiers, we're out there on the battlefield trying to make it a better world. Another thing that I wanted to talk about real quickly in terms of shutting down nanotechnology is we're doing this thing that we just actually was channeled to me. It's called tobacco tea. Tobacco
oh,
tea.
Oh, yeah. Talk about that, bro.
Tobacco.
So our tobacco tea is very different because we have made it more palatable to the average person where they can literally drink the tea and then go to work and have the most amazing day they've ever had without, you know, being stuck in the bathroom the whole day or, you know, having visions that are so strong that they can't really think straight. So what we do is we have an herbal blend that we put together, and that herbal blend is then mixed with our tobacco leaves, which are, of course, ceremonial grade organic that are grown by our friends in the Native American Church who live, you know, in the Southwest. And, you know, people, after they drink the tobacco tea, they still get the heightened, you know, level of consciousness and understanding and psychic awareness and dream state, as well as feeling their bodies become stronger and also feeling more spiritually protected, but without having that intensity and intense level of, you know, everything being purged out of their body at once. And this combination was actually channeled to both my husband and I through, I believe, our Cherokee ancestors. And because literally I don't know how we would have come up with it, you know, on our own, because, you know, we're all warriors here, so we can hang with the tobacco on its own, you know. But our, you know, the average person, they're so stressed out, they can barely function, they can barely move or even get into a healing state, but they drink that tobacco tea, man, and literally all the stress drops out of their body, and any illness or ailment that they had that they couldn't get rid of begins to heal itself. And that's how we use the tobacco tea. It's an amazing healing agent to help the body stay in a healing state, because now stress is no longer an issue.
We used to do tobacco ceremonies years ago, the wild tobacco, to a concentration that I would come out of my body and walk down the hall.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That's what we do for ourselves. And I got to tell you, you know, your psychic powers are just on high for, you know, sometimes weeks at a time. And, you know, we've even been known to marry it with, because, you know, we also do flower essences and homeopathic remedies and things. And we, you know, will mix it from time to time with the frequency of our, you know, of our mushy friends, both truffles and, you know, the traditional mushrooms. And that mixed with the tobacco is just amazing. And, you know, it really, it stays with you in a good way.
So, you know, so long story short, in terms of the tobacco tea, it does have shroom or shroom essence in it. You're just saying yes. And what we've done is we use a homeopathic
remedy maker, yeah,
basically, and we are duplicating the frequency of the shrooms and putting it into the tobacco tea concoction.
So that means if someone, let's say, is about to go for a job interview and they get tested for, you know, drugs, they don't have to worry because it's a homeopathic remedy, so to speak, okay? It is not physically in the body, just the frequency.
And I think that's very, And that's what that's what I was saying to you when we were talking briefly. I know you are into the Bufo, if I'm not that's correct, right? The Bufo?
Yeah, microdosing.
Okay. And you know, with that alone, you could duplicate the frequencies. You know what I'm saying? Because right now, like as I said earlier,
And it was a great addition to our microdosing journey. We used the tobacco tea during our microdosing as well.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh yeah,
absolutely.
Excellent combination.
Yeah, because as I said to you earlier when we talked, you're just saying is that you know I'm more interested in microdosing, and you know if you look at a lot of the geniuses in Silicon Valley, that's what they do to take to take themselves to the next level. Because if you did a full on trip, in many cases, you're not going to be really able to do that much because you have so much information, so much stuff coming in at one time. Just saying, that's very difficult. But you know, as I say, you know, as you probably know, with microdosing, it allows you to live your life. And to, you know, stay in the mix and also take that expansive mindset, you know, and do something with it. You know, just saying, yeah. So definitely that's really what it's all about. You know, another thing here that's important for us that, you know, my wife and I, we always talked about, we always want to know what somebody's spiritual practice is. You know, what is your spiritual practice? Because they know that there is spiritual practice. Because here the thing is, you know, if a person who says that I'm a Christian, blah, 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 and if they are a real Christian and are they doing such things, then they're really praying. You're just saying is every day. If they're a Muslim, you know, just saying is they're getting up at sunset and sunrise. Just saying is they're tapping in to, you know, to the Creator as such. Just saying it consistently. Just saying is. So, you know, my point being is if. You know, if you don't have set aside some time to meditate, because I, do energy work. Meditating is important because it's not the same as praying, because meditating is listening to the spirits, listening to God, listening to your guides. You know, speak to you. Prayer, just saying is, it's speaking. So, you know, I'm a big meditator. You know, just saying is, and I tell people every day, if you're meditating a couple times a day, just saying is, at the end of the day is, there's no need for you to have to see a barber. Because at the end of the day, if you need to go see a barber, just saying is, and don't give me, I'm not saying that anything wrong with that. That needs to be done in terms of emergency, for emergency purposes only. But I have a lot of people who tell me, you know, they're into this. And then when I ask them, well, what's your spiritual practice? Do you meditate? Do you tap in? Just thing is, and in most cases, those people say, not really. Just thing is. So, you know, my point being is that, you know, if you want to take what you do to the next level, thing is, you have to meditate.
Another really important aspect of that is, you know, our clients are people of all walks of life, whether they're Jewish or Muslim, all sorts of sects and, you know, colors and races. And one of the things that we find is a lot of our Caucasian clients, they learn these practices that we teach them of having a daily meditation practice as well as a spiritual practice that involves clearing their energy bodies and doing energy work themselves, and they're constantly learning how they can be better at this. But what upsets me is that, and as well as my husband, is that a lot of us as melanated people who are the people of the earth who have the strongest connection to the spirits and to the spirit world, that we all, a lot of us, take that for granted, and we aren't as evolved spiritually as we used to be. We used to be able to naturally tap in and know what the truth was. Now I talk to a lot of people, my husband as well, and, you know, they may learn certain things from certain people or from the internet or Instagram, but they really don't know what they're talking about because there's no personal application. There's no way to really truly know what's real or not, or what's true or not, if you don't have a personal application where you receive the information yourself. And that is what is a little scary to us.
You know, I was sad to, you know, I found out that one of the greatest occult guys of our time, of color, Bobby Hemmett, you know, had a stroke, and he no longer is able to tap into that side of himself any longer. The thing is, he really understood that, he understood spirituality in terms of it was not just the Orishas, but he could see the full picture of all of this. Just saying is, he was able to tap into everything that the Hebrews was doing. You know, just saying it, and he put that all of those pieces together. And I have to say to at the end of the day is that we have to steady be evolving, and we have to be steady absorbing other people's system into our system in order for it to combat what's going on. Just the thing is that that's what the biggest problem now is, the government is actually taking a lot of our Orisha spirits, and they're pushing it back on us and creating habit among us. You're just saying it? So, you know, we have to be able to tap in to see what's going on, because, you know, what our forefathers, what our ancestors have practiced for many hundreds and hundreds of years, it's not really working. The thing is, it's not working because it doesn't work. It's not because, you know, the man as such has now taken technology on so many different levels. Just saying is, he calls it electronic voodoo. It's basically what he calls it at this time. And in terms of, and we're being bombarded by all types of frequency, mind control as such. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going on out there that we have to meditate. Just saying is, to tap in, what do you need? Just the thing is, because at the end of the day, what I may need, or what you may need to move to the next level in your day, is completely different.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So, we're coming up on the 9:30 hour. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Oh, no, I was just going to touch on what my husband said in terms of the fact that we really do, as people of color, need to continuously be bringing in more information from all over the world, from different sects of people, so that we can be able to regain our place in the universe, as the Olmec did, okay, and all of our ancestors, you know, who put this, you know, this all together for us and created a wonderful foundation for us. And the only way, you know, we believe the only way for us to be able to do that is to absorb as much information from as many different sects of spiritual practices and things like that we can from all over the world. And do what we do, because we are transistors. We can give and receive in a way that no other people on this earth can. And we can use that to grow, go to the greatest heights ever.
So, Brother Hank, you have any questions for us?
Right now, I'm just going to wrap it up, brother. This was, I gotta lay back and it might affect my dream state. You dropped so much information on.
Right on.
It was chewing gum. I don't know what color it would be.
Well, we hope
this
that
was incredible.
Well, we hope that as others are able to listen to this, we create a healing space. So, just by listening to that, we are healers. You know, people will be healed. So,
yes, indeed,
and
sure.
that's what we're here for.
Thank you so much. Like I said, I got to sit back and process all this, because That was one big gumball that you dropped on us tonight. It would probably have me illuminated half the night, though. But this was great.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Master Hawk, thank you for
thank
your
you.
Time. And, you know, family, just saying, keep the faith. it all and understand that through it all, we can make amazing things happen.
Because together, we can do anything.
Thank you.
Yes. Go ahead.